Nazir, Perikei, Mishnah Base 5, 2, and really, not only is it a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and in the case of the Gemara, it's really one long Mishnah, it's not even Pashat, there's any Chedeshon in the next cases here of this Mishnah. Here the Mishnah says, if a person made a neder, saying, Dinar Zahav Shiale Biyadi Rishon, the first gold coin that comes to my hand, he's reaching to his pocket or his wallet, whatever the story is, Harehu Hektish, that's the one which will be consecrated. Va'ala shel kesef, and when he reaches into the bag, he pulls out not a gold, but a silver coin. So that's not what he said. But beishame omrim hektesh. Beishame say, well, that coin now is consecrated. And beisil omrim, no, eino hektesh, it's not, because like before, it's revolving around this issue of hektesh tos. Beishame hold hektesh tos is hektesh, learned out from Temura. And beisil say, no, it isn't. Now, same cautions from the previous mission apply here again. Wait a second. He said first gold, and this wasn't gold, this was silver. But we understand again that although he mentioned gold and he said first gold, he meant the first coin. He didn't really care about the material that it was made out of. He expected it to be gold, but the point is, even though he made a mistake in that regard, it's still going to be binding because he meant the first coin, even though that's not exactly what he said. Okay, so it's the same thing. There are those who ask, well, what in the world is the Chiddush here? We just had this in the previous Mishnah. So there is a potential difference here, which is there's a difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas HaMamon, which has intrinsic sanctity in the case of an animal, which would be a sacrificial animal, where it's more like a strict, I'll call it. And that being the case, the Chiddush is, even there, Beis Hillel doesn't work. Whereas here, we're talking about Kedushas Mammon, which is like, I'll call it extrinsic sanctity. It can be fungible. You can transfer Kedusha elsewhere from one coin to a different coin, just the value which is consecrated. And that being the case, the Chiddush is, even there where it's quite lenient, still, based Sham, I say, well, it works. Okay? The second part of the Mishnah is the same principle a third time, essentially, which says, if a person made a neder and said, Chavis shel yayin shetale biyadi rishona, the first jug of wine which comes to my hand, harehu hekdesh, that's the one which will be hekdesh, harehi hekdesh, actually, va'alsa shel shemen, and the first jug he grabs actually happens to have not wine, but oil, olive oil inside of it. He meant, again, the first jug. The fact that he mentioned olive oil wasn't essential. He meant the first jug, whatever it is. And therefore, even though it had olive oil, and that was a mistake, still Beis Shammai Omrim Hektesh, it's still binding because Hektesh Taos is Hektesh, and Beis Hillel Omrim Eino Hektesh, no it's not, because Hektesh Taos is not Hektesh. Same thing again, there are those who ask, you know, again, what's the Chiddush? So there's a possibility, again, with all three really have no great Chiddush, it's just that the Mishnah wants to discuss all the different possibilities. Here, what's interesting is this isn't money, this is just Bedeka bias. Although it's true, by the way, when a person consecrates wine or oil, it could go on the Mizbeach. Mistama, the presumption is, unless he said it's going to go on the Mizbeach, he means it to be just the value of the wine or the oil, like that as a commodity given to the Beis HaMikdash to monetize as they see fit, to sell whatever the story is in the gift shop or something. And that being the case, the point is, even though it's just Berek Abayis, Kedusha, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai stick to their opinions that, according to Beis Shammai, Hektesh Taos is Hektesh. According to Beis Hillel, Hektesh Taos is not Hektesh. The Lachen, in both this Mishnah and the previous one, of course, like Beis Hillel. So we paskin Hektesh Taos is not Hektesh. If you make a mistake and don't mean what you say, then it's not binding. The only exception being just Temura.